When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You want some entertainment?
Talk about a halftime show.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for the most entertaining audio medium out there. It's time for a podcast.
That's right. Brought to you by Rucola. And this week, we've got special guest co-host Bob the Drag Queen.
We're talking about All-Star 6, pop star impressions, halftime shows, and frilly dresses on the runway.
Now, let's play some basketball.
New episode of Race Chaser happening right now. Meow.
Forever. Dog.
Race Chaser.
Hello.
Hey, Mary.
Hello. And welcome back to Race Chaser.
Race Chaser. Woohoo!
A podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
delusion, dissertation,
yes.
Alliteration, topically talking to tons of talented
Tinas.
Tinas.
About every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
Started from the bottom, now we here.
My name's Alaska. What's yours?
My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
That's right. On today's very special episode of Race Chaser, we have an extra special guest co-host filling in for Willem. Willem is on assignment. And this, we have the privilege of speaking with and having as a co-host today, the one and only Bob the Drag Queen.
I like the idea of instead of her being on assignment, Willem's being sold on consignment. we're just waiting for someone to pick her up. She said a secondhand shop, just like in the window, living her dreams.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
This guy, Mick Shirt, is making the rounds. Like, everyone's got this shirt.
Yeah, I like
For those of you listening at home, Alaska is wearing a Got Mick shirt, the one where she's dressed like all the members of KISS.
Mm-hmm. It's a very cosmopolitan look.
It's honestly, it's loud. I was talking to Got Mick yesterday. Got Mick is one of the folks that, like, is just really nice and, like, everyone likes and, like, everyone's nice and, like, I don't, are there any girls like that in Drag Race besides Got Mick that everyone's like, oh, we all like her. No one's arguing with her. She's great. And, like, who's got a problem with Got Mick?
Right. No, not at all.
Like, I'm trying to think of one girl that has no, but also maybe Got Mick is too new to the scene to have beef yet. You know what I mean?
Give it
time. To the drag race scene. Yeah, give it time.
Give it time.
I'll start some drama.
So have you been enjoying All Stars?
Yeah, I have. This is a great season. I'm enjoying myself very much. I am really excited to see. You know, I've been a big Raja O'Hara stan for a long time.
Yes.
I don't know if the girls know this about me, but I've been.
I do know this.
You know, one of the moments that really sold me on Raja, one of the moments that really sold me on Miss Raja O'Hara.
Your Raja impression is the so perfect.
I love when she goes, can we please take a moment to please give a cheers to our sister Trinity? She did do a very good job in the challenge this week. A cheers to her. Now, I really loved... it was during her season, during the Untucked. It was the episode that she went home on. And she was, like, mad at Plastique Tiara for something. And she's, like, going up to Plastique Tiara, like, letting her have it. Mm. And then all of a sudden, Sugar Cane goes, well, you're the one who brought it up. And instead of turning around and snapping on Sugar Cane, she just turns around and goes, and then she just turned She went, it had the same energy as a Yanla turning and going, not on my watch.
Yes. We love. This season is so good. I've been watching your recap with Thorgy on YouTube.
And it... I don't know what I was thinking, but Thorgy is wild. Like, she's showing up after her gigs destroyed. And I'm like,
yeah.
And it's like pretty late. And I'm getting in drag just for this. She's already in drag. She's like, woo. And I'm getting in full drag to sit down. And I'm like starting at a zero. And Thorgy's coming in at a full 60 miles an hour,
pulling off
the highway. It's like when you pull off the highway into a residential neighborhood, but you're still driving at highway speeds. So essentially, Thorgy is driving through a neighborhood at 75 miles an hour, taking corners. And I'm like, oh my God, Thorgy. Oh my God. Wild.
So in case you, just to catch you up, everyone listening at home, the queens last week got in line from tallest to shortest.
And which is a weird way to, I mean, it was just interesting to see Ginger Minge all the way down at the little toadstool bottom, you know?
Petite girl.
Tiny little toad.
And they did their side hustles. So from Fix It Bitch to Rent a Queen to Exorcise Queens, we saw a bunch of green screen acting, commercial TV joke writing, teamwork, and Silky unfortunately faded into the background.
But can we also just say real quick, and I hate to break up your speech here, but can we also just quickly out loud say that Exorcise is a terrible pun? Like, it's not a good pun. Like, I get this supposed to be exorcist and they're exorcising people from, like, they're exorcising people, not just exorcising, they're exorcising.
So it's like a triple pun because it's like exercise, like like working out, exercise, like getting rid of a demon, and exercise queens, size queens. So it's about like big dicks.
Yeah, but also it's just too much. And I didn't, it was just a weird, it was, I did enjoy seeing Eureka after she had been exercised, just with vomit all over her body, giving that St. Paul Pork Products moment. I love it so much. I work here now. That was like a great moment, but I was like, this is a weird, honey, Mary, this is an interesting moment. And Silky, it was weird to see Silky like really up in her feelings about, is weird now because the self-awareness of being a Rue girl has gone full circle.
Yeah.
And now it's not just enough that you are self-aware and worried about what the fans will think. Now it is you're worried about how you already been perceived, how you'll be perceived again. Mm-hmm. And then it's getting in the head. Like it's this weird full circle moment.
Yeah. It's really wild. But Silky went home, Laganja Estranja, murdered my vagina.
Crazy. That was wild.
Yeah.
Wild.
So iconic. And so
who makes an entrance like Laganja Estranja?
Girl, no, never.
And I'm going to credit Laganja right now with actually making people come up with entrance lines. I've been doing some thinking about it, and it was Laganja walking in saying, come on, season six, let's get sickening. And then doing that dip. That made everyone start doing these because before folks were just being like,
just
I mean, the most we have people going hi or
hey.
Fake ladies. I mean, fake ladies was kind of right. One a yeah. Little bit. And I look really spooky, but I'm really nice. And Jinx just saying what happened in the moment. Jinx was just like, I could hear the cackling, but if there was no cackling, what would she have said? Now girls are writing full poems. Now girls are like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm the queen that's turning tricks. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Put those other queens on the shelf. Going up and going down. Mama Ru, give me the crown. Bitch, is Dr. Seuss on the show?
Yes, Mother Goose.
Mother Goose. Like, what is up with arrived. The poems? I hate the poems. I hate them.
Last year, Silky came for the lunch. This year, Silky is coming for the dinner. So look here, RuPaul. Here is your winner. Milk, cookie, eat, drink, enter.
Like walked scene. Two roads diverge in the yellow wood. And sorry I could not travel both and be one queen. Long I stood and looked down to one to where it dipped in the oh, biscuit.
So we join the girls. We join the girls after Silky's elimination. Trinity is like, well, you know, it wasn't my night. But she still did great.
Yeah, it's really weird because All Stars is where you can is the only thing on Drag Race where you win, but you don't win. But you do, but you don't. Like, remember back when y'all was doing it, it was right. Like they were, it was, I was telling someone this a while back, but okay, I will say prior to this last two seasons of All Stars, an All Star win seemed to count less because there were two winners for every episode and then one right. winner for that thing. But they were counting all those wins as a win, even if you didn't win the lip sync. So I was saying you only yes. won if you won the episode and you won the lip sync, as opposed to this okay. concept where they were like everybody getting something, you know, something clause. But now there is one winner, which seems to make the win count a lot more.
I agree.
But also, then you lose the lip sync, and it's like, well, did you win?
Right. It's a little anticlimactic.
Yeah.
But I completely agree with you, seeing as I won all the lip syncs and the challenges that I won.
Did you win every one of your lip syncs?
Yeah. I am a lip sync assassin. Why? Why am I not recognized as a lip sync assassin? I have never lost a lip sync.
What? Listen, thank Mary, you are the lip sync assassin. To be real. Got to be real. You as a little pound cake doing.
Yes. Iconic. No, I'm waiting for my call.
I think it's fair to say that Trixie, I think, has lost every lip sync she's ever done.
Has.
I don't think Trixie has ever won a lip sync.
Proper. Well, okay. So this picking out of the lipsticks, Pandora, because her last name is Box, has been selected to take the lipsticks out of the box and count them up. And I was agog.
Yeah.
Because it was very close. It was like Silky, Akiria, Silky, Akiria. There were 6 for Silky, 4 for Akiria, but it was like you could see like Akiria's face like melting.
Yeah. Also, who's making all those Akiria votes? That was crazy. I don't even see why you would put Akiria's name in that box. And also, I wonder if they're being told they have to say who they're voting for. Because otherwise, I would keep that shit to myself. I would never repeat that shit. Out of respect for Dela. I will not be showing my lipstick. The name of her book is, her book's going to be called Out of Respect for Dela. It's going to be a blank book with nothing in it. Just a blank ass book.
I think it's not required, but I think it's like girls being like, well, I have to be honest and I have to stand behind it, which is how I would want to do it. I would be like, yes, it was a difficult decision and I'm very sorry and I chose you. You know?
Well, also not to mention, we fully have footage. So, you know, if you lie, they will cut to a clip of you holding up.
You can't lie about it. You can't lie about it.
I've never been on All Stars, but I really love the notion of being able to go on All Stars. RuPaul, don't even finish. This is my lipstick. I can't wait for a girl to just say the name without even waiting. With great power comes great milk.
I chose
milk,
this bitch.
Milk. You don't got to do it. Y'all roll the cameras. Play the music. Let the music play. I am American.
I'm a baby.
I love the idea of someone cutting RuPaul off. RuPaul,
I'm going to let you finish. RuPaul.
I'm gonna finish. Milk, I'm a winner. Hey, I'm a winner, baby.
So, okay. Akiria says she has never had the privilege of being a boohoo pity party type of girl. And I respect that and I love that. And I also love Akiria's look in the interview chair. I think she looks so cool.
Yeah, for sure. She looks really, really cool. Her and actually my two favorite outside of Silky, my two favorite looks for the interviews are Eureka and Akiria. Eureka's look is so cute. That big ass bow tie. Eureka looks like Boss Baby.
Very, very Boss Baby. Now, do you consider Jan and Eureka to be lipstick eligible from last week?
I mean, Jan's got to let it go. Mary, you were in the bottom, You gotta, who cares, Jan? You were in the fucking bottom. Like, stop telling us you didn't deserve to be there, Mary. You were there. You can't rewrite history. You can't change it. You were down there. I don't know. It was, and also what was really weird was when at some point Ginger was telling why she voted for Akira, or, and she was like, I couldn't vote Suki out because she was so good in the talent show. Talent show? Bitch, that was 3 episodes ago. What the fuck you mean a talent show?
She just really liked it.
That's like, I can't vote Suki out because, you know, in high school, she did a really great number at her high school recital. I couldn't vote Suki out this year. She did a great job 8 years ago. Bitch, that was episode one. We just didn't know. That was the weirdest. She was like, I just couldn't vote Suki out. Her talent show was so good.
I couldn't do it. Sorry. I just couldn't do it.
Was that not weird? That was some weird shit. I couldn't vote Suki out. She made it to the finals of her season. Bitch, that was her season.
We're gonna take a break, and we'll find out who's lipstick eligible, and we'll be right back.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week, you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah,
and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts, and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, you're going to want to discover the 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
The Factor meals were so great. I love that they came in a recyclable container and with very little waste. And food, delicious. My taste buds had a party.
Exactly. Really good. Really easy to make. Loved it.
Not a lot of cleanup because Factor Meals eliminates the hassle of the prepping, the cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff, and you can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and then pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code drag50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code drag50 at factormeals.com/drag50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Back to Rubles Slag Race.
Rubles Slag Racingtons. This is the All-Star 6 Hall of Fame halftime show. Do you love the idea of this challenge? I love it.
I do, but I would have anxiety being in the challenge because I know that, what do you have control over in this challenge?
Nothing. Like, no, well, you
except
have
to, for what you do. Well, like all, it's like having a script. And like, I like a challenge where I get to like improv. Like the scripted stuff is fine, but when I can improv is better because I'm bringing what I like. Otherwise, I'm just relying on what was written for me. And like, they're not singing these parts. They did get their own outfits. That is true. They got their own outfits.
Yes.
And
they kind of got to choose their celebrity, but we don't know really about that process because The show gets approval over everything. So it's like,
yeah, but I'm sure there's some working out process, you know, of there's some sort of a process of them back and forth to figure it out. But like, it's not your choreography. It's not your,
it's not your voice. It's not your writing.
So what do you, you know what I mean? You don't so get to pick, like, what's the right. name? Have like, I think, Katy Perry had the longest slot, and like some girls had like 30 seconds. Like, what do you do if another girl gets an extra 15 seconds, you know?
Yeah. Who would you have chosen as your celebrity halftime person?
I mean, I would have either chose Carol Channing or Bruno Mars, just because I got a I just like when Bruce Springsteen slammed his crotch into the camera.
Oh, okay.
I don't know anything about Bruce Springsteen. I just got a tickle out of him slamming his crotch into the camera. That was just really funny to me.
Yeah. I wonder, maybe has Mick Jagger done it?
I don't fucking know sports or rock and roll.
Mick Jagger would be fun. Britney Spears with a sock on her arm, like that really speaks to me. She appeared with Aerosmith once, which
I think we're doing the headliners.
Okay. Well,
Alaska's like, I would like to be the water boy who was on the field that time during Beyonce's.
I
want to be the dancer on the third side during Janet Jackson.
Why no Janet Jackson's? Do you think they said no, it's too touchy, we can't?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question.
No Janet Jackson's?
Not even a single.
I don't. So the girls are okay, they get what's going on? Rue is really cracking herself up, saying that a very generous superstar artist has surrendered all of her publishing rights. And she really gets a kick out of it.
I mean, RuPaul, let me try now. If you can't crack yourself up, how the hell you gonna crack somebody else up? Can I get an amen up in here?
All the girls are like, yes, this is very funny.
I really was interested by Trinity not knowing who Steven Tyler is. And I don't know a lot about rock and roll, but bitch, I know who Steven Tyler is.
Right.
Right?
She doesn't know.
That is wild. I was like, how you don't know who Steven Tyler is? Okay, Mary, go off. And I got nervous when I heard she was doing Beyonce. Beyonce is not well received in the drag race world. Also, who did Trinity do for a Snatch Game?
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj. That was who she did.
Yeah.
And that was also, is weird because Nicki Minaj is actually really easy to do for Snatch Game, I feel.
Right.
I don't think she did her accent. She didn't do the New York accent. She didn't do the weird vocally. She didn't go into the weird British accent. Anyway, we're not here to judge what she did on that episode. Although Silky
you know
is
what?
Clearly judging by what happened on the first episode of the season.
I liked what she did on season 6 for Snatch Game. And for that reason, I couldn't put her in the box. I couldn't choose her lipstick. I couldn't.
I don't want to jump the gun, but like these choices are really interesting. Of the people they were offered, who would you choose?
Of the people offered?
Of the
Lady Gaga.
Channing, Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga.
Yeah,
of course. And I think the ones that sort of, I think there was kind of a benefit of doing ones that were more in recent memory. I think of Madonna, I think of Beyonce, I think of Lady Gaga, because they're kind of recent. Or if it's really ancient, like Carol Channing, then it's like you have no reference to it.
The Carol one was so great. I mean, I love Carol Channing. Y'all know I got the tattoo. I'm obsessed with Carol Channing. So that would have been a wonderful opportunity. Also, y'all at home, you don't realize this. Something about Alaska. She does the entire podcast with a pen in her hand. And it just looks so official. Like
it's
it really looks
official.
Like
she's got her notepad. She's an executive producer of a podcast network. What do you want?
Back when we were doing the New Year's show, she had her pen. But she always has that. Whenever we're on a Zoom, Alaska has her pen. I don't care what we're doing. She has that fucking pen. And at one point, she just got really bored. So the pen made its way into her nose.
Oh, yeah.
You remember this screen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I can find it, I'll share it on my Twitter. Otherwise, I don't want to hear no shit from y'all.
So let's talk about the dance rehearsal with Jamal Sims. First of all, everyone wants to fuck Jamal Sims. Everyone is dating.
Jamal Sims is hot. I mean, Jamal Sims is insanely attractive. Yes. This is, but also everyone, every girl says that like they're introducing a new idea. Now this may sound wild, but I'm attracted to Jamal Sims. Bitch, join the club.
Oh my gosh, you are? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm different than other girls. I want to fuck a really muscular, hot dude.
Right, yeah. I'm quirky.
I'm quirky. I want to fuck this hot-ass daddy that is just universally agreed to be insanely hot. I'm not like y'all.
Right, exactly. So who's killing it in the dance rehearsal?
I mean, we don't even have a chat about this. It's Trinity. Trinity is like literally... She just gets up like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, right? Yeah, of course. All right. And
instantly
1, 2, 3,
a woman.
1, 2, 3 and 1, 2, 3. Yeah, of course. And yeah, she's nailing it.
And she showed up in the heels that she is going to be performing in, which I thought was professional.
Oh, yeah.
And Jan also really picks it up very quickly and is just sort of ka-ka, ka-ka, boot scoot, boot scoot. And we see her doing the like arm injection move.
Oh, yeah.
About 100 times in the rehearsal alone, we see it, which I think is pro-vaccination because it's telling you, like, if you haven't done it, go out and get it. Get the vax. Do it for all of us.
Have you done your part? Get the vaccine.
Mask up.
Mask up. Respect yourself. Be nice to each other. My mama told me when I was young. Okay.
We were
superstars. I also was wondering, are the girls sitting in those chairs watching dance rehearsal for like 6 hours straight?
I think I have I have not been on Drag Race in a very long time. Of the people on this call, I have been off Drag Race the longest. Because you did it literally like a month after me. Yeah, I think you were there like the next day when we left. Mm-hmm. But I do remember one time watching the other girls rehearse. But other than that, we didn't used to watch each other rehearse so much.
They do it. Okay. I think what they do is they do it for fake. So they do like a quick little boot scoop for the cameras, mm-hmm. like, and then the girls watch, and then the cameras go down, and then they like actually do a proper rehearsal well into the night because
that's hard. I remember rehearsing into the evening for certain stuff for sure.
Yeah, so they probably like have dinner and the dancers come in and they work with them and ka 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 waka ka ka. Akiria tells Trinity during the mirror chats, I don't care how much pubic hair you put on your face, I'm never calling you Trey. Do you think Trinity is Trey, Bob?
I mean, yeah, Trinity's cute. Yeah.
Yes, I think so too. And if you follow her on Instagram, which I do, sometimes she, yes, she shirtless and, you know.
She be thotting on the gram.
Walking trade category. Who is the trade of the season?
Okay. Oh, for me, it's going to be a toss up. If I can I say the two, or do you want me to only pick one?
No, choose two. Rules.
It's going to be between Raja and Scarlett.
Oh, okay. All right.
For me, in general.
Universally, for me specifically.
Who is it for you?
I think Akiria.
Work.
Why do I have such a crush on Akiria?
I don't know. Why are you so shy? I just love Raja's look with those big glasses and that turtleneck that is zipped all the way up to the very top of her neck. And she be in them interviews and she always try to lean in like this and then tell you a thing or two.
Yes, she'll be your snatch game when you go back, right. When we go back for all winners season.
Exactly.
Which we might be there now. I mean.
Now different time drag me say that my Raja O'Hara is like my Carol, is Cheryl Canning as Monique calls it.
Cheryl Canning.
But my Carol Channing is much different than my Raja O'Hara. This is the Carol Channing. And this is my Raja O'Hara. She is a little bit more up here. And she always speaks like this.
Do you
How
think...
How dare you?
Do you think that Yara sort of disagreeing about all the choreography moves, do you think that weighed into her being in the bottom? I do.
Let me tell y'all something I've learned the hard way. If you argue with the coach on the episode, it's not your week to win. Mm. Let me tell you right now, whether you're right or you're wrong, whether you nailed it in exactly what Shakira does, if you're arguing with Lucian Piani on the week that you're doing Street Meets with Acevedi and Thorgy, you're not winning that week. Full stop, end of discussion.
It's not going to happen. Let's talk about the main stage. Bam, 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 bam. RuPaul is in a lavender sort of scoochy number.
Oh, this dress is gorgeous.
All the way up to Yaya.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Absolutely stunning. Really
she
gorgeous.
She looks so good.
Do.
Yes, she's working it up.
She looks, I mean... Mary looks great. Like, I can just sit here and repeating this phrase over and over again, but, like, I'm really just, I know everyone makes fun of me for talking about how old she is all the time, but, like, I'm just hoping that I look this good at 60. That's my goal. That's the goal, to look this good in a dress at 60.
I mean, how many years does RuPaul have right now?
RuPaul is 60.
She's 60.
She can kick and stretch and win an Emmy. She's 60.
She looks absolutely gorgeous. We have the judges, Michelle Visage, Style Superstar Carson Kressley, and Jamal Sims. I love this as a challenge. I think it's such a fun thing that the girls get to do. Like, I love Super Bowl halftime shows. They get to do all the plays on, like, the product placement that happens at the Super Bowl.
I mean, I don't really tune into the halftime show like that. I don't get into the Super Bowl like that. The commercials are cute. I'm not, like, crazy about them, you know what I mean? But they're fine. Also, I think the Jamal Sims outfit is so cute. This kilt is like, I don't know if the vest goes into the kilt, if it's two pieces, if it's one. It looks really good.
And I also do not know. Sock garters.
I also do not know why. I don't know why Michelle is wearing this. Michelle has been batting 1,000 almost every episode. And then I don't know what the hell she put on this episode.
I like it. What's your problem with this?
Shut up. This is like when they gave Ginger that toot on the episode. You remember that toot for the frog look? The toot heard around the world.
Wait, what? For which
Raja tooted look? Ginger's interest look.
Well, she gets really stoned before the show, in her defense. So she's like, I love it. It's whimsical. It's nature.
Can I say it? All right, let's take a short break.
Oh, okay. Yes, let's do that. Bring it to the, run, what?
First, we see the performances. Do you want to talk any more about the specific performances?
Well, okay. Yeah, let's talk about them.
So, let's go on into these. Okay, so, Ginger Minj, is it not giving Fergie? I mean, she's doing a pretty decent job at Fergie. I think Fergie's actually signature move is almost impossible to do. That's the thing about Fergie's signature move. Do you remember what it is? Fergie was on this kick where she would sing and do front flips while holding the microphone in her hand. Does anyone remember this?
No.
Yes.
It was a thing. It was like her signature move. She would sing and do front flips while singing. She started doing it during the song Barracuda.
Oh my God.
With heart.
I love that.
On American Idol. And then she does it all the time. She just goes, whoa, 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 and she front flips while singing.
I love that. I mean, yes, impossible to do. And something Willem brought up was, Willem was really mad that there was no, let's play some basketball, like, reference.
Well, but it wasn't a basketball show.
Well, I know, but he was mad that Ginger didn't do this. But like you said, it's out of the performer's control. Okay.
Watch this bitch.
We're watching Fergie.
Are you ready for this bitch? This is like her signature move for a hot minute.
my Jesus Christ. She's doing one-handed front like cartwheel flips.
And it's her, it is.
While singing. She can't do that while I'm singing. Oh. Oh my God. Okay. Well, why didn't Ginger do that? Oh my God. It would have been so much better if she just did that. Oh my gosh. Oh, what was she thinking?
She did fine considering, you know, Fergie. She did fine.
I think Ginger probably chose Fergie thinking that they would give her a track that sort of had the screaming, like the wow, wow. That's what I think of. And there were some scream notes on there.
Yeah.
But in recent memory, I think of her singing the national anthem at the basketball game. Which
whoa, singing like Miranda sings?
Yes.
Can you sing?
Which I think maybe she thought there would be a little more humor injected into it, but yeah. You're handed the track that you're given, and she did a serviceable job. She looked cute, and she did a good job.
There was some controversy about Eureka online. There was some controversy being like, when does Madonna do high kicks? And I'll say this. I think that Eureka was doing the Madonna thing at first, and then she kind of freaked out and started doing the Eureka kicks. I think that at one
Which
point...
Which is fine.
I think she was like, yeah, but I want to make it exciting. So she started doing the kicks. But people were acting like she didn't do any of the Madonna stuff. But she did. It was like full Madonna. And then randomly a drag queen from Tennessee showed up.
I was not mad at the kicks. And whether she improvised it or just said to Jamal during rehearsal, like, can I add in a couple of kicks?
Girl, I'm going to do some kicks, girl. I'm going to do a couple of kicks, girl.
Like, why wouldn't you? You know?
Eureka does this thing where she talks to you and she answers the question while she asks you the question. She'll be like, you're kind of tired. Yeah, tired. Yeah, you tired. Yeah, you tired.
I thought Eureka did great. And I love doing Madonna. And I think it's such a, like, drag queen, like, just kind of go-to to just put a gap in your teeth and do Madonna. You know what? Just put a gap in your teeth and be Madonna.
Wow, drag Manila. Wow, just say Manila's name next time. Just tag her next time.
No, I've done it. I've done Madonna so many times, and it's really fun.
And up next, we have Diana Ross. We have Raja O'Hara's Diana Ross. And I think she did it pretty good. Like, she's so beautiful. She is a fucking cisgendered woman. Like, yeah, Raja O'Hara is so... She's my queen to win. I am choosing Raja O'Hara. Yeah. Like
you are team Raja for sure.
She's so good. Look how good she looks. She looks like Diana Ross.
She does.
And all the moves and the
She looks
the
great.
Shoulder. Yeah, she's nailing it.
Did she break the Diana Ross curse of Drag Race?
No, BeBe broke the Diana Ross curse. BeBe Zahara did a good job with Diana Ross.
Yeah, she did.
You're thinking of the one time that Milan did a terrible. Crack Diana Ross on poppers.
Which I'm not mad at that either. I'm not mad at Diana Ross after a few packs of cigarettes either.
Right.
Who's next on the Super Bowl halftime stage? I wish the Super Bowl was just star after star doing numbers.
You know, I didn't think about the whole Shakira, Yada Sofia's face not reading as Shakira until they said it. I mean, her face was kind of dead. And I was like, yeah, I guess so. I was too busy looking at her hips. And I guess Shakira does smile a lot and, like, really, you know, emote a lot when she's performing. And okay. I will give them that.
But, like, watching the first time through, I thought Yara was electrifying, incandescent, beautiful, stunning. And if you, like, it looks like Shakira to me. Like,
yeah,
it
that looks is like true. She Shakira. Does look like Shakira.
And she doesn't have dancers for 95% of her number. And then at the very end, they're like, oh, there's dancers down on the floor.
Yeah. I mean, I do see the note about it. Like it was a little dead behind the eyes. I do see that.
Okay.
Oh, we're fighting. The girls are fighting.
Sharknado 6, It's About Time, featuring Scarlet Envy. She does the whole thing in the shark thing and then takes it off.
Yeah, I mean, I think that obviously Love Shark is a great idea. I mean, the outfit is basically a spot-on recreation.
Yes.
And also, Katy Perry is one of the folks who's like, what is her signature thing? Like, she's not a great dancer. She's not an amazing singer. Katy Perry's biggest thing is she writes bops. Like, she's not known specifically for the performance. She's known for, like, the song that she writes and people wanting to sing the bops that she writes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this wasn't my favorite song recreation. It was Sissy That Walk. It wasn't my favorite song, but she looks great. Katy Perry, you know.
But how'd you feel about her performance? We're not judging the song. How'd you feel about her performance?
She did good. It was clean.
So we got the diplomatic queen over here today.
Clean talent.
Are you gonna make me the villain of this of this podcast? Wow, Nene.
No, I just wait. We have to do it like sibling rivalry, and I just say something blatantly false and untrue, and then you try to call Monet out. Monet's like, I didn't say that. You're never. Like,
actually, the outfit wasn't Katy Perry. It was actually giving Rihanna. I'm like, Monet, that's not true. No, that is literally just a Rihanna outfit. I'm like,
it is true. Oh, so Bob, are you going on record as saying you hate Rihanna? Oh, okay. All right. That's sibling rivalry.
Yeah, no, you're right. I think that her Katy Perry was like it was fine. It was like perfectly fine.
Yeah, it was clean.
Twas a clean little moment. But the world did not shake, quake, or crack. I don't know. Okay, now I'm looking at Kylie doing Steven Tyler. Mm-hmm. I don't know enough about Steve. All I know is that Steven Tyler like has the scarves and like really fucks the microphone stand a lot, which she's doing all of that.
Yes.
You know?
She did. Her look was really, really cool.
Yeah, the look is really good. Yeah, for sure.
And she definitely, like, embodied the moment. And then she did the lip thing at the very end, which Steven Tyler's known for, like, these very, like, expressive lips.
I thought I'm thinking Gene Simmons. Gene Simmons is the tongue.
Gene Simmons is on my blouse.
Yeah, and Steven Tyler is the lips.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it was the lips. I mean, it just isn't, unfortunately, it just wasn't it's hard to compete with like Beyonce and Lady Gaga in a drag show as Steven Tyler. You know what I mean? But she did a good job though.
Yeah, she did a really great job.
Yeah.
Who's the next? Who's next?
Guess who's back in the house? So now we have, so I will say when Jan did Lady Gaga and put the foot up on the keyboard, on the piano, I was very excited to see the foot up on the piano.
Oh, you have to.
She's definitely doing a dragged out version of Lady Gaga. Like,
yes.
Not that Lady Gaga doesn't quite do this, but it was almost like she was doing it intentionally funny, but just over the top. What do you think?
Yes, I think it was very intense. And she, I think, you know, they were giving her the note of like, we want to see some like funk on it. We want to see some like stank on it. And I think she did that. I think she really like went there. She really, really went there. And I think she looked like her. I think she performed like her. She hit it. I think she did really great. And why did they give Silky a huge grand piano and they give Jan as Lady Gaga the tiniest Schroeder piano I've ever seen? A toy. A children's toy. Silky gonna, this great light of mine. It was a grand concert piano.
Full on. They flew it in.
Like,
Elton John lent it. RuPaul called up and said, Elton John, didn't we do a song together a couple years ago? I need to borrow a piano.
Airlifted
in from London.
The piano was funny to me.
And they gave Jan Sport a fucking Casio keyboard.
Sure. I have to say, I love the set setup they have for this challenge. It's, yeah, it's like really a cute concert setup, and like it looked really cool. Everybody,
my only critique is that I wish that it actually did go like one after the other. How do you feel about Akiria Davenport as Prince?
I thought she did good. I think she was at a disadvantage because she had a guitar strapped to her for all of the choreo.
She
didn't have to have the guitar.
She could have put it down. That's something like she could have put it down, you know what I mean? Or use it more.
Right. I think it was hindering her a little bit. And I think that she was thinking of the dance moves rather than thinking of the character, which I understand because I've been there a lot of times.
I also wish that she would have drawn out the facial hair a little bit more. Like, it looks like she's not, you have to really squint to see the facial hair.
And right.
Prince's little, like, skinny ass mustache is such a great part of his look. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. But she got the ass out. So we thank her.
That's a very important part. Having the ass out is a very important part of the whole Prince look. Prince was so gay, but like not gay. And before we go any further, can we please take a moment to I think that the Carol moment, I mean, there's no reference besides the picture.
Right. There's no cell phone footage of Carol Channing at the Super Bowl, which I wish there was.
I think that I'm going to sound, maybe I'm nitpicky, but there is a, Carol Channing has this, she's not doing Carol, but somehow Carol is even more manically happy while doing performances. And also, that's my only like thing. Carol's like really, like if you go watch some old Hello Dolly footage, it's wild.
Her smile is so wide, it shows every teeth in her mouth and some teeth that aren't even in her mouth. Just
and
beyond.
It's a big part of being Carol is just being entirely too happy to be so wherever you are.
Yeah,
it's just absolutely full of gratitude in every turn, in every word. I feel like people Carol, Prince, Steven Tyler, it's just hard to compete with Lady Gaga and Beyonce. It just is.
Right. Who did the voice on this track of Carol Channing? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. I know that Christina Bianco did a lot of the ones for the season that Milk was on.
Right.
With Benja LaCram. And
the Beyonce voice is great too.
Yeah, the Beyonce voice. The pin is back in the nose. The best Beyonce impersonator I've ever found, her name is Jade Nova. If y'all want to look up Jade Nova, she's absolutely a brilliant Beyonce impersonator.
Okay,
is she the one who does the front-facing, like, the cell phone videos?
She's the one who does the comedian? She's a comedian, but she's also a singer. She's mostly a singer, and her biggest Beyonce thing is she does Beyonce's Christmas album, and she does impersonations of all the divas. And now, obviously, we do need to take a moment to acknowledge that our sister Trinity had been robbed of this challenge and that she should have won this episode. No, Trinity should have won this episode.
Okay.
And I will fight anyone.
Okay.
What do you think, Mary?
I think that this was such an iconic and important moment, and they talked about it. And it was very, on season 6, it was very like Bianca saying, you're never going to be Beyonce. You'll never be Beyonce. So stop trying. And now she's come back. She's on Drag Race again. And just absolutely, unquestionably kills it as
this
Beyonce.
Here's the thing. This was the best impersonation of the evening. She embodied the character more than anyone. No one did as good a job embodying the character as her. And I think her runway look was better than Jan's. I will reiterate, Jan should have won episode 1, but I'm not pulling a Ginger and going back. Jan should have won episode 1, but she didn't. This should have been Trinity's episode. It is crazy that this was not Trinity's second win. Crazy.
Okay. So do you think that Do you think that by them choosing Jan as the winner when people could see it as Trinity's night is furthering the conspiracy that the producers want Jan to crack? And that they're trying to bamboozle their life.
It seems like they've shifted their focus now. No, I don't even know what was going on. Like, it just, I can't even think of a reason why Jan should have won that challenge. Not that Jan was bad, it's just that Trinity was just so good. It was just her week. I don't know what to say. It was her week.
Well, why don't we take a break and we'll talk about the runway.
In Alaska, we're back, and I'm not going to let you out of this. Do you think that Jan should have won, or do you think Trinity should have won? You're not going to weasel your way out of this one, Mary.
we want to talk to you about BetterHelp for just a second. I think it was Jan. I think Jan won, and I think deservedly so. I think she did an amazing job. It was well-deserved, and she did great. Because I think it came down to the runway, and... Yes, I agree. And we're going to talk through everyone's looks. I agree that Trinity looked beautiful, but was it giving the frill of it all? Whereas Jan's look was very frill and very unlike anyone else's look. And
I know you all at home can't see me right now, but this is my impersonation of you trying to justify this.
How dare you!
This is my impersonation.
Thank you for coming on my show.
I'm wearing a clown filter. Okay, what I mean, is I'm going to have to teach their own.
Tyra one. And Omarosa. Thank you coming on.
It was Wendy. Wendy Williams and Omarosa.
Wendy and Omarosa. Yes.
Well, point the camera at the... Well, you have to point it at the...
Maybe you should get a wig that sits less than 2 inches off your head.
They say, well, and if I could make a suggestion, I would get a little rest and they say, black doesn't crack. It's cracking. And with that, thank you for coming on my show. Anyway, let's talk about these looks, Bob.
Okay, little Bob. The category is the frill of it all. So it's all about frills.
What is a frill?
A frill is a feeling to me. It's a feeling of whimsy, lightness. No,
that's the word frilling. You're confusing feel a frill with a feel. Caught on the frilling.
No, it's a feeling. A frill, excessive amounts of fabric, volume, exuberance, lightness, shape and movement. That's what I think.
I think frills are... ruffles. I'm going to make it simple. You're doing too much. Frills are ruffles. A runway category can't be a feeling. You can't. Happy is not a category. Fun's not a category. It can be, but category is fun, not a category. Category is ruffles. Now we have a category. And also, I bet $1 it said frills, and then when you looked at the actual word, it was like ruffles, which is why everyone showed up in ruffles except Yara Sophia.
Ruffles have ridges.
This is sibling Robert.
This is Ginger Minge's first, and I adore this. And this is a very successful execution of this runway prompt.
Yeah, it looks cute, and this is my favorite look of Ginger's this whole season, actually.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. It's very it's Hello Dolly. That sort of huge hat, the umbrella, the frills everywhere. This is frills.
Yeah. It's great. And Yuriko O'Hara's, here's the thing. So you remember Ginger wore the rouge pants the other day? The reason why Yuriko O'Hara can wear like ruffles is because Yurika's legs are insanely long. Yurika's 6'4". If you're 5'4", don't wear ruffles on your legs. Exclusively. Right. Yeah. Yurika also, I mean, the only thing I don't like about Yurika's outfit is the hat. I hate this hat, but I love the rest of the outfit.
You don't like this novelty, oversized foam hat that you win as a prize at the carnival? You
it's
don't
a
like
it? It's a 2-gallon hat. I hate it.
This look, she's doing like a pink cowgirl. By the way, tickets for Joanne happening at $3 Bill on August 11th are available now using the link in my link tree. Joanne. This is Joanne.
This have you seen the clip of Shangela chasing down Lady Gaga at the Abbey? Have you seen it?
Gaga Live, hallelujah.
Have you seen this yet? It was when Gaga did her thing at the Abbey. Shangela is there and she's on the like at the edge of the red carpet, but she's not like on the red carpet, like rocking it. She's like, Gaga.
She runs after her.
I mean, literally. And Gaga was like seeing her. It was a really hilarious moment. That's my sis.
Eureka looks cool and great. It's whimsical. It's funny. And she throws her duster on the floor. Do not throw your duster on the floor. There will be a page to grab it for you. Don't do that old act of throwing the duster on the floor.
No, she looks good. Raja O'Hara is the fucking queen of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star 6. I will fight anyone who says anything different. She looks absolutely gorgeous.
Raja's Drag Race.
It is Raja O'Hara's Drag Race, and she looks fucking stunning.
Absolutely beautiful. This light blue ruffles all the way down. Frills. The hair is whimsical, fantastical. She looks absolutely effervescent and gorgeous.
I'm so glad you didn't say anything different. Okay,
Yara Sofia.
What is this frill? How is this a frill? How is Yara Sofia's look a frill?
I'm not getting frills from this.
Yeah.
I'm getting fringe from the hair.
I am too.
I think there's beading. I think she looks cool and beautiful.
But it's like she missed the category.
Yes, it's like she missed the category, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Because it really does, I mean, she looks great, but it's not the category at all.
And they didn't even mention it. They didn't even bring it up.
No, Carson was like, you look amazing. There's a lot going on. My eyes need a break. But I like it. That's the thing about All Stars. The judges give such vague critiques because they want the queens to have to make the decision. So they're like, you know, I liked it. Who's next?
Scarlett is such a beautiful drag queen.
She really is. That fucking skull. God damn.
I'm going to watch Scarlett and Roger's OnlyFans content.
Okay.
This is about to be your last dance. We will see you at the finale. Oh, at the reunion. Did you remember that when she lip-synced against Roger, she goes, bitch, this is about to be your last dance. We will see you at the reunion.
Scarlett looks beautiful. She's got a beige ruffle hat, a beige ruffle skirt, this unusual kind of short Dior kind of length. She looks gorgeous. Frills to me.
The one thing I don't like is I don't like stone bras. Something about them does not look nice to me. Something about a fully stone brassiere does not look elevated to me. Everything else looks really gorgeous. And
Right. There was a moment where it was like you couldn't leave the house without a stoned brassiere.
And I think that's what's triggering me, quite frankly. And as we go on to Kylie, it's the same thing. She also has a stoned brassiere. I realize this outfit. Yes. I just do not like the stoned brassiere.
Right. And otherwise, I think Kylie borrowed this from Rosé. Didn't Rosé wear these long, flouncy sleeves at some point?
Did she?
Her season?
Oh, I do remember something like that.
Like a very long rough. I mean, really, do you think the frills category was inspired by Rosé? Because she just put ruffles on her shoulders, on the sides of her body.
Anything. She'll put a ruffle anywhere.
Down her legs.
I'm a skinny twink. I'll wear nothing but ruffles, and you'll love it. And you'll love it is what you'll do.
Kylie.
Go ahead.
What do you think? Is it ruffles? Yes.
No, these are ruffles. This is frills. The only thing I don't like is this bra. Everything else I love.
Yeah, she looks beautiful. And she said she wanted to contrast the doing a male character of Steven Tyler with just being so ultra feminine. And she looks really, really gorgeous.
Also, she's fully Erica Jane. Fully Erica Jane.
Oh, yeah. Did you think that is that her snatch game?
I mean, how many fucks does she give is a question. You think that Jan's look is better than Trinity's.
Yes, I do, and let me tell you why. Listen, Trinity's look is almost exactly like a look she wore on her season of season six. It is...
What in the ginger minge?
It is a very beautiful, but very safe sort of classic silhouette pageant moment, which we've seen, we know Trinity can do. Was she, I see that you've put a question mark emoji on your head with your filtering app on Zoom, which is great for the listeners. They love these sight gags.
This is just me to harass you.
Jan took it to a different time, a different place, a different silhouette that no one else was doing, that she's never done before. She looks great. She looks different than she's ever looked. And I think going saloon girl with it was a very clever choice. And you can't say this isn't frills. Look at the thousands and thousands of frills going on.
It's definitely frills. And she does look good. I just think that Trinity's look is better and then her performance was better. And also, I will say this, just because no one is doing it does not make it a good idea to do it. Like, the idea that no one
is... How do you think this is not a good idea?
I didn't say it wasn't a good idea, but it feels like your reasoning was because no one else was doing it.
That's not the only reason that it's good. It's an unusual, creative, smart choice.
I will say that she does look good. The look is good. Yes. That being said...
You think Trinity was better?
I think Trinity was robbed. Let's move on to what Pandora Box is wearing. And I don't even know.
What?
What is this?
She went for more of like sort of a smaller shape than everyone else. Everyone sort of went very over the top, frill, huge volume and shape. She went with, I'm doing a lot of tiny frills on this sort of like sort of baby doll kind of short.
But why is she not wearing pads or anything? And why is there no petticoat under the skirt? And what is the shape? And what is going on? Like, I don't like this dress.
I think that if she were to stand on stage with everyone else, because Pandora was deemed safe, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
If she were to stand on stage with everyone, she would look probably the least sort of impressive because it lacks like large volume. Does she look really cute and really pretty? Yes. Is it as impactful as everyone else's looks? Probably not.
And that's the problem on RuPaul's Drag Race when your goal is to make an impact.
Okay. Well, right? Okay. Yeah.
I mean, if your
goal
is...
Well, she did Carol Channing in the Super Bowl, which murdered, so...
Her Carol Channing was good, I will say that.
So it balanced out, and she was safe.
I just don't... Would you wear this dress?
Where?
Not doing a character, just like at a meet and greet.
I would not. Because it doesn't show off my shoulders. It doesn't show off my collarbones. I would need it to be a foot shorter or completely to the floor.
And who would you recommend this dress for? Who would this dress flatter?
You know who it would look great on is like a young, like one of those pop star girls who's like, you know, 18 and like a model and like sort of quirky. And just like her hair in a messy bun and then this.
I agree. It would probably look really good on a like a really young, like cool hip hop star. That being said, Pandora Box is 49 years old.
Okay. Well, let's not be ageist.
I'm not being ageist. This look
let's
just
not be ageist.
I'm not being ageist. I just don't get why she's wearing this look.
It is sort of the feeling of like
I feel like I'm Raven and you're Raja.
It's sort of like baby doll, like little girl baby doll moment, which you know, can, you know, not always take it there.
I just, long story short, I don't think this look was successful, but that's just my take, my ageist take.
Well, let's get to your favorite look of the night, Trinity K. Bonet.
It's not my favorite because we're about to get to the favorite, but Trinity looks good. I think this
Wait a second. Is this the exact dress she wore on season 6 that was her orange pageant gown? Yes, it's beautiful. Is it new or refreshing or like thrilling?
It's not the same look that she wore. And I think that if it was the dress with frills added to it, that's genius. If she was wearing the orange dress from her season and added frills to it, bitch, that's brilliant.
That are there frills?
There are frills. They're tiny little frills. You just went on about how much you love Pandora Box's tiny little frills. Now, when she did tiny little frills, you're like, I don't know.
Okay, now there's almost more frills on the season 6 orange pageant gown.
Well, to be fair, the category isn't have more frills than you had last time. The category is have frills in general. It's not about having more frills than someone else or compared to yourself. It's you got to have frills. And when you look at the dress, she does all those little layers are all of these little frills, those little panels. You don't see those little ruffles in there?
Okay. No, I. She looks beautiful. There are frills on it. Are they as impactful and standing outy as everybody else does on the stage?
Are the frills? I don't think the frills themselves are as impactful, but I think the look is, for me, one of the top. I'm gonna say three looks. I would put it in third place. I would say the next look we're gonna discuss, Akiria C. Davenport, is hands down, without a shadow of a doubt, the best look of the night. Probably the best look so far on the season. This Okay, first of all, she comes out and her whole head is covered up like a flower. Then she opens it up, reveal number one. She now has a big flower behind her. She hits the runway, gets to the middle, drops it. It is now a train. And this big-ass flower fascinator, this look is bananas. This look has all the frills. The entire thing is frills. She has a frill on her head. The corset has frills. This look is, this is the best look of the night. This might be the best look of the season.
Absolutely ridiculous, foolish. It's like those pageants, I think in like Thailand, where like every girl comes out in these huge back piece like moments. She looks absolutely, it's modern, it's classic, it's impactful. She's glowing. She looks stunning, sexy. It's camp. It's brilliant. It's genius. It's show-stopping. And why does it keep happening on All-Stars? Is this a thing that happens on All-Stars that, like, the person who looks the literal, like, by far the most amazing and impactful ends up in the bottom?
Yeah, because Silky looks really good, too. But also, I'm wondering, like, are they even considering the runways? Because it feels like they're not.
Not in this case, because she looks... I agree with you. She looks the best.
And with Silky looked really, really fucking good. And it feels like they were just like, hey, look great, but like, we don't give a fuck. We're not considering runways at the fuck all. So take your pretty ass the fuck home. And this feels similarly with Akiria here, because this should have saved her from the bottom, in my opinion. This should have saved her, but also who would have been at the bottom? Because no one was terrible. No one was terrible. Yeah, Akiria looks amazing. This look is so good. Oh, this is, and if we get back from the fucking break next week and find out there was a bunch of Akiria names in there, which I think there's gonna be no Akiria names, because not to get into the judging, I mean the deliberating too fast, but like it was like Akiria being like, I will eat your ass right now if you need me to stay. I will literally do anything. Yes. I will stab my mama. I will fucking commit grand larceny. And Yara Sophia was like, I wasn't that good. My face wasn't in it. And I'm not begging you fuckers for anything. So you can lick my fucking asshole because I'm not asking you to keep me. Now what, bitch? And it's like, okay, well, like Akiria said, well, that did nothing to prove your case.
it is like a certain type of like performance that you must do when you fall into the bottom on All Stars.
Tell me about it.
Next, if I stay, I'm going to give it my all. I want to be, you have to say, I want to be here. You have to say, next time I am going to bring it. You have to say, I have more to show. I want this. It's not my time to go. You have to do all these performative things, because otherwise you're giving everyone an out, and which Yara Sophia did. She said, no, I agree. My face wasn't there, and I also wasn't in it in my mind. Like, I wasn't there.
But and not only that, she also was like, and I'm not going to beg you. I'm not going to ask you to keep me. And it's like, then yes. Bitch, go home.
Which she did. And everyone voted for her. The decisions are so hard at All Stars. All you need is for someone to say one out. Someone to say something like, you know what? I'm fine either way. Okay, well, then we made the decision. Then good. You made the decision for me, because the decision is so hard. Or what's another one? I already feel like I've won. So, you know, I mean, no, that's the out. That's giving
well,
the out.
Well, since you won, we're good. All right. She already won. Great. So you're good. You're good to leave. All right, great. Woo.
Sure. Right. And everyone voted for Yara. They showed it at the end of Untucked. Everyone voted.
Oh, word. I did not watch Untucked. Yeah, of course they voted for Yara, because she didn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
Yara, she did. Yara probably voted for herself.
And Yara had a very iconic exit line of... Let's talk about the lip sync.
Right.
Top all-star is Jan.
Thank you.
Which Bob disagrees. Who wins $5,000 from Main Club. And it's her first challenge win ever.
So here's the issue with what Jan was doing in the lip sync. When you're doing a lip sync and you're trying to tell a complete story, which means we have to look at you the whole time. But bear in mind, we can't look at you the whole time because there's someone over there trying to make us not look at you. So I feel right. like Jan was doing this, like, there was some narrative that I wasn't able to enjoy the whole thing because I was looking at Yara Sophia whipping around like a Sharknado.
Jessica Wilde.
I mean, right. Jessica Wilde, yes. I was looking at Jessica Wilde whipping around like a goddamn Sharknado while right. Jan was going womanizer, woman, womanizer, woman, womanizer. And maybe there was something to that. And if I was at a nightclub up close in person.
Midtown.
Yeah, if I was in Midtown Manhattan, that shit would be hilarious. But exactly. On the main stage, RuPaul's Drag Race, Mary is a no.
You almost have to, it almost benefits you to just sort of be like, sexy rather than like, right, like trying to tell like kind of a humorous story take on it.
Well, you can do that, but you have to be more loose with it. Like, for example, Benda La Creme did a really good job at being really funny and telling, when she did, it was Anaconda.
Okay.
So Benda La Creme did a really, and also there was a queen named Alaska who did a really good job being funny on Got to Be Real. I don't think Alaska was, you weren't doing.
But I was
like,
also sexy and dramatic.
I think it was also the makeup you were wearing that just made it like it was hard to.
It was like a horror show.
It was hard to see it as anything besides you being insanely ridiculous. So you can be funny. Like, it's possible to be funny, but like just for whatever reason, not in the way Jan was, and it was clear that Jessica Wilde won the lip sync. It was just clear.
Absolutely. And Jessica Wilde, I love so much. The kindest, nicest, sweetest fucking drag queen that you will ever want to meet.
She loves that drink.
What?
She loves that drink.
What does that mean?
I love this drink.
So...
I love this drink.
So Jessica, why? So the tip was up to $20,000.
Can I say something too? Sorry, I don't want to cut you. I'm gonna let you finish, Alaska. But I do want to say, in Jen's event, Jen is a very good lip syncer. Like I've seen her in the city. Jen is crazy good. Like that girl can
lip
sync
down.
Down. Like she's really fucking good.
Yeah. But Jessica Wilde wins the lip sync and then walks away empty handed. I still find it awkward that they're like, can't they just give the tip to the assassin?
Trey Strange. I'd be mad as hell. Just if I realized that it's now $30,000. No.
Right. Yeah. so the
but
bottom.
But also, sorry, last thing too, like the girls who lip sync, like, y'all bitches lip syncing like y'all got a stake in this. Like, y'all lip syncing like you know whose name is on the lipstick and you want that motherfucker to go home. Like, they be lip syncing like they want to, like.
Right, that's like, true.
I mean, you got to get paid. You remember when Kenny Davenport showed up and didn't learn the words to Fancy?
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah.
And just walked around and took her money?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
But other, but like Roxy Andrews showed up, like she had a vendetta against whoever's name. She had like Roxy Andrews was lipsticking like the little girl from Kill Bill, Vivica Fox's daughter in Kill Bill, and she had finally seen Uma Thurman face to face on her 18th birthday, and she had some shit to prove. And that's what Jessica Wilde was doing too.
Yeah. So, you know, okay. What,
and they clearly don't show them the name of the lips. They don't show them the name of the lipsticks either, because I don't think Jessica Wilde would have went there. Like, if you went in there and your best friend was there and you knew whose name was the lip sync, would you throw it?
Yes. Well, I always say on this podcast that if I went back as a lip sync assassin, I would throw it immediately because I want the girl to get the tip. So I would take off my wig within the first one line of the song. I wouldn't lip sync any of the words. I'd kick off my shoes. I'd remove my nails. I do everything that you're not supposed to do.
That's where you pull out a lipstick with your own name on it.
I try to be too funny when I should have been sexy. That's where we differ,
'cause I would go in like I had a vendetta against whoever's name was in the lip sync. Like I would be like, I want to act a fool on this stage.
Yeah. Well, that's where you and I differ. So I'll see you on All Winter Season.
I'll see you there, Mary.
I think they don't even give the lipstick until the lip sync's over.
Yeah, there's no way they do.
There's no way they even have a chance to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yara Sophia, we say goodbye to her, and she says, fuck you all. Which, very real. I appreciate that. I love her so much.
I don't think she was joking.
I don't think she was joking either. RuPaul was like, that's so funny. Oh, God.
Yeah, I think she was dead ass serious.
Yeah, definitely. You haven't seen Untucked, but let's see what happens. Jessica Wilde isn't wearing a travel wig. All the other assassins show up in the van in a travel wig. Have you noticed that? Do you watch Untucked ever?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Kylie.
Coco Montrese's Untucked was like.
What?
It was so funny because she was like. She was just so serious. She was like, oh, these girls don't know what they're ready for. Let me tell you right now, the true lip sync assassin has arrived.
She's the travel agent. She sent everyone home.
Like, I was like, y'all, this is.
The other thing that stands out, Kylie says that if she had a drag king name, it would be Oliver Clothes Off. Do you have a drag king name?
Yeah, Lincoln Bio.
Lincoln Bio, so cute. Yeah. Mine is Tristan the Night Away.
I like that.
And then finally, as Yara is leaving in the van, she says, if you see a bright light, it's Jesus Christ coming for you. Don't go there. We want you here on earth. She's a poet.
Yeah, I mean,
would get that tattooed on me.
Yara Sophia is a really interesting person who, I'll be honest, is a little difficult to have a conversation with because she's really having her own side conversation.
Yes, definitely.
And whether you answer or not, the conversation she's having is progressing.
Yes.
But she is always very fun.
She's very fun, very funny, very sweet, and she will be missed, but who knows? There's a game within a game. Do you want to play? Brad, do you want to play?
You have a theory about the game within a game?
No, but we should do the question where we ask each other, who do you think is going to win the show at this point?
Roger O'Hara.
I'll ask you. Okay.
Roger O'Hara.
I knew that answer.
And I think I know yours.
Why didn't you ask me?
Alaska, Thunder Fun. Mm-hmm. Who do you think is going to win RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star Season 6?
Jiggly Caliente. There's a game within a game. She's going to come back and win it all. I was team her from the beginning, and I think she can still do it.
I do love you. No, who do you think's going to win? Tell me.
I just did. Alaska. I'm serious.
I'm not going to let you wiggle out of this.
I'm absolutely serious.
I'm not going to let you.
Absolutely serious. I'm team Jiggly. I want her to come back. Whatever this game within a game is, I want her to come back and win. One thing, listen, we have to wrap up. We are like 40 minutes over, but I don't care. I'm really enjoying talking to you. Does your Paramount Plus immediately go to season one of Drag Race after you finish an episode? Mine does. You know what? We're so over on time, but I'm so grateful you took the time and filled in for Willem.
Bob, did you see the clip of Rue in sweatpants that was circulating online? So
no, wait.
It's included in Untucked, the format. When they change scenes, they show black and white footage and like tiles of like PAs and production. And there's a shot of her sort of holding that purple dress to the side. And it's clear that she has sweatpants on with like a stripe down the side. And she's taking a seat.
Can you show us?
And they included it in Untucked.
Can you show us?
Let me. I think it'll be faster if I can find it on Twitter.
To quote Beyonce, somebody's getting fired.
On the
sweats, but you can read the outro.
You know, this has been a long episode, but it's not nearly as long as filming the pit stop digitally, which was about 4 hours.
It is a whole moment.
Wasn't the pit stop when we did? Wasn't every episode like
I mean
4 hours of footage?
Well, we watched it for I did two seasons. I kind of just forgot after a while what it was like. I just dedicated my day. I also did two back to back, so I was like, it was a whole moment for me.
Well. We thank you, and thank you so much, Bob, and thank you, Lou, for joining us for Race Chaser this week.
I want to feel like I'm officially co-hosting with you. Let me say some stuff.
Okay. Do you have the outline?
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us on. Oh,
sorry. I found the.
Thank you so much for joining us for Race Chaser this week. I am Bob,
and I'm Alaska.
And we would love for you to write a review of the podcast on your podcast app, and don't forget to subscribe. Take a moment to leave us a rating too, Hearney.
And also check out Sibling Rivalry and Bob's YouTube channel. And we're here coming out on HBO very soon.
Yes, season one is currently available, and season two will be available this fall. You can follow the dolls at Willem and at the only Alaska 5000. And on the Race Chaser account is at Race Chaser Pod, and their mom podcast account is at Mom Podcast. Hearney.
Plus, bonus video content is available now at patreon.com/Willem, and you can search for Race Chaser content by searching the hashtag Race Chaser. Have you seen our Chromatica Oreo baking challenge video?
Not released. I am subscribed to your Patreon, though, so I will hop over there and check it out.
Okay, work. It's cooking.
Stay safe, get vaxxed, socially distance yourself, and wear a mask. Respect each other and out in the world. Also, go to the Sibling Rivalry Patreon, too. It's popping. Come join us.
Do that. And you can email us anytime, racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. And if you're still listening, we're about to watch this clip of RuPaul in sweatpants.
It's not even a clip. It's just a one singular photo.
A one photo? One frame of footage.
You're not going to be that excited, but it is. It's a pocket and a sweatpants.
Expose her.
Honestly, get comfy.
Why would she not? Do you know how long a shooting day of Drag Race is? It's about 47 hours long. Yes, it's as long as this particular episode of Race Chaser.
Well, I'm sorry to have taken up so much of your goddamn time, Alaska. I'll let you go. Everyone, thank you all for joining us here on Race Chaser, where we remind our guests how much of our time they've taken up.
No, it's worth Imagine every second.
While well, we wag our pins around.
That's the reason why it's so long, because I really enjoy talking with you.
No, I love chatting with you. You're very fun.
All right. Peace out, everyone.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, audio, and video clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and or copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser with Alaskan Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.